Elle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
So enjoying all of the Australian culture, I guess. So this ad, it's been making headlines. What were some of the issues that people had?
I suppose the really chief takeaway is that it's just not a very good ad. Obviously, the Super Bowl is thought to reach, I believe it's 120 million people, and is often described as sort of TV's advertising world stage. So a lot of companies put a lot of money into these spots, which range from about 30 seconds to over a minute. This bid by Yellowtail to sort of assert its dominance over the US market is, I suppose you described it a little bit in the intro. There is this sort of cheeky chappy in a yellow suit and tie who is sort of attempting to define what Yellowtail is, which seems to be sort of amorphous concept of fun, like sort of drinking wine out of doors and then walking along a beach and running into a model who you then ask, want to pat my roux? And she's like, yes, I'll pat your roux. And it is a very sort of awkward interaction. And then finally, he sort of says, and finally, Yellowtail, we believe in this. And it's a kangaroo DJing. It's sort of, I suppose, the to characterize the response on social media, it was both a little bit of cultural cringe that this was how Australia's culture was being represented overseas, but also that the very cheap, under $10 mass market Yellowtail was representing Australia's wine.
I guess Wanna Pat My Roux gets said about as often as throw another shrimp on the barbie around these parts. Why do you think Australians might be feeling so embarrassed by this ad?
I think it just seems a little bit half thought through and a bit outdated. It seems like at least throw another shrimp on the barbie was about sort of attracting I suppose Australia is a sort of tourist destination and did kind of find longevity in terms of catchphrase, a sort of like knowing reference to how Australian culture is depicted and internationally as well as within Australia. This is the other characterization of the response this ad has prompted. A lot of people have been like, well, when have we ever been sort of able to say that ads a representative of how a country's culture really is. Certainly, Australia is not alone in having a culture essentially established through advertising that isn't necessarily accurate or reflective of what it is. But I think with this one, it seems so poorly thought through, and there's a really strong sense of that no Australian was really involved in the making of it. It was directed by Harald Watt, who is a Dutch-Norwegian filmmaker who made the Karate Kid reboot in 2010 and the sequel to The Pink Panther in 2009. And it was devised by a New York advertising agency. So I think Australians are reacting quite strongly to the apparently quite conspicuous absence of any Australian involvement.
Somewhat unfortunate, I can definitely imagine. You mentioned social media before as a source that a lot of the criticism towards this ad has been coming from. Do you think that the general public is going to have any influence when it comes to actually improving ads in the future?
It's interesting because some of the sort of feedback I've had after I wrote about this ad was, are they getting sort of more bang for their buck by creating an ad that is perhaps so bad that it creates this conversation on social media and makes Yellowtail as a brand memorable? Whether or not that's deliberate, it's still, you could be argued that it's achieving the outcome of the ad. But that said, I think people, audiences, do remember better ads more fondly than bad ones. I don't think anything really about this ad encourages me to drink Yellowtail. And there has actually been a backlash from the creators of the documentary Misrepresentation, which is about how women are depicted in media. They've been paying quite close scrutiny to the Super Bowl ads, given the high profile and the reach that they have. And they've singled out the Yellowtail ad as being a particularly sort of lazy indulging of the male gaze with the sort of walk-on, very like shoehorned-in appearance of this Australian model and actor.
Oh, really?
So I suppose in some ways that shows that conversation on social media, you could argue, yes, that any conversation is good conversation. But I think in this sense, it is probably really coming quite close to that line.
Yeah, to be singled out, I guess that is, you know, it's either a really good thing or a really bad thing. And I suppose in this situation, it's not on the good end of the spectrum there.
I suppose the one thing to say is that to the American audiences primarily watching the Super Bowl, that the cultural cringe factor doesn't exist at all. And the way that Australia is depicted in popular culture outside of Australia is very in line with this sort of laid back, carefree beach, outdoors, women in bikinis, fun-loving guys. So, I mean, it's probably not that far off for how people think Australia is. So whether or not, I don't think it will be effective in an Australian audience, but it's not supposed to be. That's not its intention. So it may have, who knows, a positive impact on yellowtail sales in the United States.
Well, that was what I was going to ask you just before I did let you go, Elle. I guess in terms of other Australian wines, I mean, Yellowtail is just one of many, many Australian wines. Do you think that this is going to affect their reputation internationally?
Well, interestingly, Yellowtail was one of the first Australian wines to really crack the US market. This was after it was launched in 2001. But following that unfavourable exchange rate with exchange rate brought about by the global financial crisis in 2008, plus the oversaturation of Australian wines in the US market that it sort of inspired, it suffered a bit of a blow. So this is this campaign is the start of a three-year kind of multi-platform push by Yellowtail to reassert its dominance over that market. And you would think that if this is kind of what they're setting out to commit to from now until 2020, they would give themselves maybe a higher concept to work with. I have a feeling that it's going to be this yellow-suited guy and this kangaroo on many more beaches to come.
Not necessarily the image everyone would want. Elle, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
No problem.